Today's daf is daf lamed zayin, but don't just laze around, gentlemen. We've got to really get to work here. And so, where were we holding? Yesterday, the Gemara was asserting that the Mishnah, which made Rabbi Yehuda basically agree with the Chachomim about Breira, that yes, you can have Breira when it comes to Eruvin. And the Machlokas was the Shaila of whether we should say it. But there's also an umdana as to what the das of a person is. If it's rabbi, so then he can't say, I decided I want to go to somebody else because Minastam is das milachatchil is called rabbi. But as Meikar Adin, the Mishnah is assuming that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can rely on Breira when it comes to Eruvin. The problem is that we bring a raya, says Rav, that something's wrong with the girsa we have in the Mishnah. Rav Yehuda doesn't hold the bread. Why not? Because of the famous brice of Ayot. So the way that Ayot said it is that with Rav Yehuda, the most Rav Yehuda would agree that you could do when it comes to Eruvin, is that he would say that if you don't know whether the Chacham is to the right or is to the left, but he's already here, now it's going to be Mavura. The lack of information is not a problem in making a tonight. It's the lack of extant information. That's the problem of the Tanakh. And therefore, it can't be that he was samech on Breira. That's what we said yesterday. So the last thing that we asked was, doesn't make more sense to be doicha ayo than to be doicha the Mishnah? It's a little funny to say, because we have a Braisa, so therefore we should ignore the way we have our Mishnah. What is Rav relying on to be doicha the Mishnah? And the Gemara said it, we stop right in the middle, basically, of the last line. Shamina leil Rav Yehuda delet leil Breira. We know from elsewhere that Rav Yehuda doesn't hold of Breira. Now the truth is that this whole sukkah really is brought here in a very, very makutzit form, because as you'll remember from Chulin, it really takes a long time to prove what Rabbi Yehuda Shita is a Gabri Breira, because there's many things that appear Breira oriented on the ratio, on the surface, and they end up being dependent possibly on other timing. Over here, the Gemara simply brings one example, which is really insufficient, but nonetheless, it leaves off with this and assumes that the Vritera are Ashir and the Mokamacher, but the reason, says the Gemara, we don't want to change, we don't want to be Teuche Ayo, is because we have independent corroboration of the fact that Rav Yehuda really doesn't hold a Breira. And Mimela, it doesn't make sense to say that he would be Seimech on Eruvin on Breira. It's not. Halokeach Yayin, Mibein HaKutin. If somebody is buying wine from Kutin, now as opposed to Amei HaAretz, where we have a Klal Rov Amei HaAretz Ma, so as opposed to an Am HaAretz, when we take off the Ma, we say, really, it's a Takarad Rabbanan. And the fact is, we don't really have a Suffolk because we have a Rov. Certainly, when it comes to Truma, there's nothing to discuss because Truma doesn't cost anything. So what does the guy care if he gives Truma a part of the entire Kriya Kapata with a little grain of truma? He's certainly not going to be over on giving tevel if it's truma. Well, when it comes to the expensive things, though, there already it's a problem. Okay. So we made a takana that afa peter we have a rov, let's speak of eachiv of demai. If I'm buying demai without any kind of sophic, I wouldn't mention anything about truma gedela because of that. If I buy from kutim, now kutim have another problem. Kutim are very marketed to take off truma some isers, more marketed than a normal amora, but they're not marketed on lifnei yiver. So if lifnei yiver, they don't care about it. They hold lifnei yiver means skip shutei, because they always darshan psukim. They don't darshan psukim, they take it literally. So if it says, don't put a stumbling block in front of a blind, then according to them, you can't be over on the Yisra, unless the guy is blind, and you put a stumbling block in front of him. But if he's not blind, how can you over lifnei yiver? So Mamela, I will sell you Erei Sheinan Mitukanim, and I'll tell you they were meiser. Don't skin off my back, because I'm not mechuyev in your problems of lifnei yiver. So Mamela, if you buy from them, you're going to have to take off even truma gedela. Now the problem over here is that you're buying this wine and you don't have time to find Caleb, Tariff Shabbos, you gotta get things done. So what you do is, you say, okay, listen, I only have this pitcher of wine. I don't have anywhere to pour out the wine that I should make this truma, and I should make this mice, or make this truma gedela. So what you can do is like this. You can say, Shnei lugim, shani atid lahafrish. What I'm going to leave over now in this container. So that's going to be my hafrosh. Those last two lug out of 100, let's take 100 lug as the shear to keep our percentages. So the two lugim that I'm going to leave over, I say now they're truma. I don't know where they are, obviously, because they're all mixed together in this container, but wherever they are, they should be truma right now. And another 10 of the 100 should be Maaser Rishon. Now, obviously, it doesn't really mean another 10, because after I took off 2, I only have 98. It really means 9.8 Lugim. But we're trying to keep it simple. So, in other words, another 10 of the Lugim should be Maaser Rishon. That leaves 90, approximately. And then out of that 90, I need to take off 10% also for Maaser Sheni. So that's 9. Okay, so 9 should be Maaser Sheni. And then Umechal, you can be Mechal of the Maaser Sheni. Drink it now. I'm going to drink it now. I mean, you
said, what you're going to do?
Oh, so clearly, this is a Breira issue. What is going to be left over is now already true. My God, I don't know about it. But in the future, we shall see. And retroactively, that will define what the situation is right now. And you can drink it immediately. Divrei Rebbe Meir, even though you never were actually mafresh anything right now. That's how Rashi learns all over when this Breira comes up. There's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos as to what the word mechal means. According to Rashi, mechal means you're mechalel, because the pashtus of it. According to Tosfos, everybody agrees you cannot be mechalel unless you have the davar mesuyam in front of you. Therefore, it doesn't mean to be mechalel, and the truth is you don't need to be mechalel. You need to be mechalel. But to be mechalel, whether I paid for the ma'aser sheni, I didn't pay for the ma'aser sheni, it's not going to change the status of the non-ma'aser sheni. All I need to do is to be mafresh. I could be mechalel, and then 2 years from now, I mean, what does that have to do right now? All I want to do is make sure I took off my serisha, took off my sheni, and that way, I don't have tefel. That's my concern. My concern is not to be mechalel in the midst of chilul ma'aser sheni. Right now, I have to be mechalel ma'aser sheni. It is separated, except you don't see it because you live locked in time. But those who are above time, they see that it's mechulak over seder, that it's already mufresh. So now that means that according to Tosfos, mechal means begin. And you can right away, without further ado, in other words, that's what mechal means. And without further ado, you can drink right away. If you're Rabbi Meir. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, Osrim. Now, I would assume the reason they're Osrim is because they hold that you can't rely on Breira. And therefore, we see that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the Breira. And let's assume QED, and we can now proceed. Ulama? No, I say forget about Ayo, because the Mishnah is clearly not like Ayo. The Mishnah is saying Rabbi Yehuda holds the Breira. The only thing he's chaylik on is the question of whether we have a Stam Das for Rabbi or not. Ulama? So Ula says forget about Ayo. The Mishnah is clearly not like Ayo. I, what do we do with the independent corroboration that Rabbi Yehuda indeed does not hold the Breira? It says Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Osri. Ula makes a very simple change, you see. Ula is Zuzi Zuzi, or Zugi Zugi Katani. He had Divrei Rabbi Meir, and he put the Vav before Rabbi Yehuda. So Divrei Rabbi Meir, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. They both hold the Breira, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon Osri. Fine. So let's assume that that's correct. In which case, we now have Rabbi Yehuda the way it is in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda does hold the Breira, and everything is fine. But now we got a problem with Rabbi Yossi. Forgetting about this whole discussion. Asks the Gemara, you mean to say that Rabbi Yossi, who says over there that you cannot rely on taking off your wine based on what's going to be, it's because he holds a Breira? Votanan, Rabbi Yossi omer shtei nashim, shelakhu et kineen be'iruf, o shenatnu kineen lakohen, now the din over here is that a woman who has to bring as a mechuseret kippurim for yoledet or zivas and so on, so she has to bring two birds. One of them is going to be brought as an oila, and one of them is going to be brought as a chatat elf. And she doesn't have to define at the time that she buys it which one is the oila and which one is the chatat, but she cannot have both of them brought as a chatat and both of them brought as an oila. Now if she mixes, she and her friend buy four birds together, each one gives half the money, then that means they've got four birds now in confusion. You give it to the Kohen. The Kohen now buys, brings, says here in the Mishnah, one Eila L'Shem Georgette, and the other Eila L'Shem Leah. One of them was, you know, one of these modern. So now he could then go ahead and bring the same thing with his chatas. Wait a second, Obi, how can he do that? Maybe he's going to end up bringing the wrong one for the wrong person. I mean, because when they bought it, it was Kavua, except that we don't know which one is which. So how can we be Kavua now which one is which? We've got a mixture, it should be completely useless, we should have to start over again. What's worse, if I bring two oilas that were meant to be the same woman's oilas when they bought it, so then she didn't get her chatas at all, even if I managed to get the right name on one of them. Where's her chatas? They're going to bring two chatas for one and two olot for the other.
So they haven't specified,
right? I'm mixing two pshat, okay, because in other words, I'm taking Rashi and Tosfos putting it together. Rashi learns there's a problem here of Lishma, and Tosfos learns there's a problem here of maybe bringing two birds of the same kind for each one. But since when you buy something that's yours, when you didn't define what's yours or what isn't yours, that I don't know it, you're relying on the Kohen now to define the name of the bird, that's not going to help you, the guy with the Shema. I mean, what good is the Shema? Well, it's true that for the Kohen, because the Shema is defined by the Bialim. He can't, the Shema is not up to the Kohen. The Shema Shalak Korban is up to the Kohen, but not the Shem Baalav is not up to the Kohen. Whose is whose, not which is which. Which is which is up to the Kohen, because that's the shayla of determining whether it's an Ayel or a Chatas. Kinim are mitparshot. If the Bialim doesn't do it, the Kohen can do it. If it is is possible to buy lechatchila a bird and say, okay, this is for my oila and this is for my chatas, and then the kohen can't change it. Normally, the way it normally works is you put in your ticket into the king dispenser. Seriously, that's what they had. You gave your money, you got a ticket in return, and you went and presented it, and it was done the same by it. But over here, they went and they bought it, put their money together, and they went and bought it. They had now four birds. Now, whose bird is who? So if you rely on Brera, say, whatever ended up to be the bird that the kohen said was your bird, that's your bird. So we keep it basically up to what turns out to be the birur of whose it is. It's like in any type of brera situation. Two brothers inherit. So when they split the property, did they actually sell each other the piece of the property that they owned? Or is it now clear that A inherited this piece of the property and B inherited that piece of the property? Remember, there's a tremendous difference. If it's the latter, then even when Yovel comes, they get to keep it. That's a Yerusha. But if they sold their Yerusha one to the other, then a Yovel that ultimately becomes bottle, they're going to have to re-split it. So and many other nafkaminas in terms of maestros, in terms of kalagoin for giving your shekel, vaktas ha-shekel. There's a lot of differences, practical nafkaminas, to determine what type of transaction this was. Now, in this case, if you're telling me that the kohen can ex post facto define retroactively at what was whose, then obviously you hold a brera. So how can you say, Rabbi Yossi says that when it comes to buying wine, minakutim, we don't rely on brera to leave the wine in the bottom of the jar and say that was the wine that all along was going to be in the bottom of the jar? They could. That's not the norm. Normally, when you buy something, you buy it. I mean, that's the mice of the answer.
It looks like, yeah, they bought it together, wasn't it? One A bought and B.
Yeah, correct. They bought it together. Or possibly the money was mixed. There's another way of learning Erev that Tzemach Lokas Rashi does. It wasn't the Chalukah yet. But it definitely belonged. I mean, two or one, and two of the others. Not yet. According to Rabbah, that's indeed the point. In other words, they do not define the nature of the kinyan, and therefore, when the Kohen ends up saying this is yours, at that point, they're going to write das that this is mine.
And that's the way that they should do it. Yeah. Should do it correctly.
Yeah, that's the only way to do it, that it should be kosher, unless they keep it separate all along. They'd have to keep the kinyan separate all along. Tosfos doesn't really like that shot because he holds even that's dependent on Breira. How can you have a kinyan that isn't Misuman? Okay, you can't say the obvious answer. The obvious answer would be to say that each one says, makes it snide. Okay, if he takes that bird, then I'm selling you my bird, and we'll make a chalipi, because you can't, once something is entered, you can't switch, not yours, to switch. So you can't give the obvious solution. All right, so there's many, many different pshatim to be shown in how exactly to understand the mechanism. There's three main approaches, how to understand the mechanism of what Rava is saying over here.
But
that it was
a snide.
But it's not right, however that snide works. Rashi says the simplest thing seems to believe that it's possible to maintain basically a kinyan in abeyance until such a time as I'm ready to be gamer. Okay. However we understand it, but it's definitely not great. Yeah. So then you'll say, Yochi Maila Memras, I understand. So what's the Kiddush? Kamash Makrukhista. The Kiddush is only that if the Bailan didn't define which is a Khatas, which is an Ayla, that the coin does, that's all. The Yomar of Khista ain't Hakinin mitpashot. To define the nature of a cane and to say this bird is an Ayla, this is a Khatas. There's only two points in the history of bringing a cane and being magish a cane that can be so determined. Either Belikichat Balim, at the time that they actually buy it, they state, I am purchasing this bird Litzerech Chatas, Litzerech Eila. And if that wasn't done, they can't arbitrarily define at one moment or another, which you usually can do. You buy an animal, and then you'll be magdishated with so on and so forth. Over here, you can't say, I am defining this now arbitrarily, I already bought it, but for my kinyan, this one is the chatas. No. Either I buy it for that purpose, or the kohen does it for that purpose. But if you buy it, and then you try to make it something, that shame, kriya shame, doesn't help, doesn't define anything. And as a matter of fact, the kohen would be able to change it. The question over here, therefore, is irrelevant to our discussion of the wine. Forget about the kinyan. Different thing. He says, much still. It's okay, fine. You answered me one problem. I have other problems that show that Rabbi Yossi holds a brera. You're claiming he doesn't hold a brera because of the price of Ayyuk. Akati sav Rabbi Yossi ain brera. And what are you going to do about Tanya? How about this brera? Am ha'aret shechambar l'chaver kach li'agudah achat shel yerek o'gluska achat. Suppose that Am ha'aret says to a chaver, now a chaver, of course, is responsible not to be motzi mitachas yado davar she'eino metukan. He's not going to give from his own things. He's not going to give anything to an Am ha'aretz that isn't kosher to eat, that doesn't have maizus taken from it. Now he's put into a little bit of a bind. Because the Am ha'aretz says to him, do me a favor, if you're going to Super Soul, pick me up a container of fruit or a bread. It's over there. The difference between them is one is the Rabbon and one is possibly the Araisa, Vizdogan, and so on. Okay, so we should explain that that's to bring out the din and bread both in the Araisa and the Rabbon. So it's a Chiddush. But anyway, he's in a bind because what's he going to do now? He can't deduct the money and take off Trumas and Maisers because who the heck gave him permission? If the guy gave him a dollar, it's not his, and he's got to give him the whole thing. On the other hand, if he gives it to him and he gives it to him, he doesn't trust him to take off the Trumas and Maisers, so now he's going to be marshaling to eat something that is not Metukan. So what's he going to say to the guy? I don't trust you to take it off, or what's he supposed to do? You should tell the guy, let me do it. No, no, don't worry about it. No, let me do it. No, I said, I'll take it. Let me do it! That's not going to be a very good situation. So therefore, what happens is like this. If you hold a brewery, he has no problem. Because if you hold a brewery, then basically what I buy and I end up giving him is his milachatchila. Never went through my hands. I'm basically just an internet connection for all intents and purposes. Nobody can trace me in this. It's my responsibility that he bought from Supersol using my circuitry. So therefore, I'm going to take off his trumas and maisers. Bishlam, if it was mine, she's saying, I bought the part that you give to me. I'm buying from you. So then I'm responsible. So that's the question. How do we define this transaction? Exactly the same as the transaction, what happens to brothers that inherit a property. When they split it and he takes out one for this guy, is he taking that which had been brought for him, l'chatchila, or is he giving him something out of his own, and now they're defining it as, basically, let's split. Clearly, in this case, we're going to get into the problem of Brera. So, Rabbi Yossi says, oh my God, if he says you don't have to take off Meiser, what's he saying, essentially, Rabbi Yossi? That there's Brera. Because if you don't have to take off Meiser, it means that you were only used as an internet connection, and that whatever happened was meant to happen that way from the beginning. The coins that you gave to Supersol, but only for this guy, the piece that was his. Well, what do you mean? You don't have to know. Things work out according to what is. So retroactively, we now know that the money that was used to buy to this particular tomato was his money. What? That's what Brera means. But I thought you said that according to Yosef, we can't rely on that type of thing. What happened is I'm able to trace backwards in time what thing bought which thing for whom. That's a Brera point. If it's not that way, then how do I know that what I give him isn't something that I had actually bought for myself, and now I'm exchanging with the thing that I had bought for him, and so on, correct? Same as the kinim. The same as the kinim that we held the chachilah was the case. Chachamim amrim tzarich la'aser. So what are you going to do about that? Now the chachamim hold, we don't hold the Brera, now Rabbi Yossi holds, we do hold the Brera. What's going on here? Well, we must have gotten confused. It's now Huvra Adavra Melchatchila that Rabbi Yossi had actually said that Tzarech La'aser, and the Chachamim had said Eino Tzarech La'aser, and since you hold a Brera, it's not a problem. Tashma, okay, I'll bring you another example where I see clearly Rabbi Yossi does hold a Brera. Omer Ma'aser Sheyesh Li Bebeiti Mechulal Al Sela Shetale Di Adi Mirakis. Okay, this guy does not want to have a particular coin that's going to be Mesuman as his Meiser. He basically has got a wallet that has three silver dollars in it. Now, as we hear, he is in the market, he wants to eat something, So he says, you know what? Whichever coin it is that ends up being the one I pick out of my wallet when I stick my hand in and close my eyes, that is the coin that I'm being mechala this on right now. Okay, that's a brainer.
On the money I'm spending now.
Yeah, okay. So therefore, what happens? Rabbi Yossi says, very good. Mechulal. What do you mean mechulal? You don't know what coin it is. There's no brainer. What mechulal? There was no coin that was omade. That's how Rashi's Masbi remembered. There was no coin that was omade to come out of the kiss. It's basically random. So it's only statistical possibilities. It's not that there's possible. You can't be mevarer what is when there's no causality. There's absolutely no causality of what right now is going to happen. So how can you possibly say that it should be chal unless you hold Brera? If you hold a Brera, then we say, okay, we could trace everything back, and at this moment, what ended up being taken out of the kiss was what was Ome to be taken out of the kiss. So here, Rabbi Yossi says that it's nonetheless, it's a good chil. Yeah, split this around too. Change that to read, Rabbi Yossi says, it's no good. Huh? How long are you going to keep this up? Umay chazita diafakta tarte mikame chada. Explain to me. You're changing. Every time Rabbi Yossi appears to say Yesh Brera, you change him to say Ein Brera. Maybe on the contrary. We only have one example, which is Ayov, that says that Rabbi Yossi holds that Ein Brera. So change that one and keep the Rove. I don't understand, where is this coming from? You're right to change everything that doesn't fit. So my chazita de'afakta tarte mikamachode, epochode mikamatarte. Makes more sense to switch over the one in which he's saying that the Ein Brera and keep the two that are saying that he holds Yesh Brera. No, because there's no choice. I have to. This thing was definitely said backwards. Because continue reading. It's all very convenient for you to stop in the middle. We continue on. Umoda Rabbi Yossi. Ba'omer ma'aser she'yeshli b'tov beiti. Yeh mechulala sela chadasha she'ta'ale b'yadim menakis. Shechilel? Rabbi Yossi, on the other hand, would be Maida, that if he says that that first brand new silver dollar that comes up, that if it's the identifiable, unique silver dollar that's going to be pulled up, so then it's okay. Now, whatever the case is, whatever the reason is, does it say, and Rabbi Yossi's mode, it's okay? So obviously he previously said it's not okay. Because what good is it to change the ratio to say, Rabbi Yossi holds it's not okay, because ain't Brera. But it is okay, because yesh Brera. And he's Maida that it's okay when there's only one coin. You just said he holds yesh Brera. So obviously there was something wrong with the way you had the ratio. It should have said, Rabbi Yossi said it's no good, but he's made it that it is good in the case of the silver dollar, which we'll explain now. So midikomer hakash chilel. Since it says over here he's made it that it is chilel, so obviously in the first case he held the low chilel. By the way, what's the case where he says the new shiny silver dollar? Well, what's the case? I sell a kadasha yehidam ibi ketati klas. But if there's two or three of them, so and he's saying the one that comes up, that's the same case. So then that's the same hainu kamaita. That's the same case. I mean, that's yesh brera, right? Ella delek ella chada. So what are you saying? It's got to be that it's identifiable as only one. So then if there's only one, why does it say the one that I pick up? I mean, the one that you pick up. Just say the one. I mean, in my wallet. Yeah, ain't a chinami. But I did. It's on a resha ta'ale. It's on a seifanami ta'ale. Since he used the word, the one that I take out in the resha, he wants to say the one that I take out in the seifa, which is no chiddush at all. Points out Tosis, that indeed is a chiddush. Only that. I'm smiling. I see you taking that picture. He thinks he can fool us with his little cell phone. We're on to you, Clayman. So it says, this gufa is the chiddush. Why? Because obviously if I said, bibachal something on a coin in my wallet, what's wrong with that? Problem is, since he used the word ta'aleh, if we rely on a chilul that is built around ta'aleh, people are going to have a very difficult time being mechalik between shet ta'aleh with his one or shet ta'aleh with his two. They don't know that the difference is brera and non-brera. They think that by saying ta'aleh, it's kind of holding it in abeyance until it comes out, it's chalabafreya, blah, blah, blah. You know, because everybody's big lomdani. So because of that, you might think there's places we should make a gezerah and say, no, you can't say ta'aleh. Because it's similar to the case in the resha. That's the point. That's what it means. I did a ton of resha ta'aleh. So therefore, ton of say the Talas stam the language. Not the point stam the language. That's the Chiddush. Since it wanted to tell me a case where ein brera, where it's in the Reisha, it wants to use the same language and say, nonetheless, the language doesn't bother me. So if you say Shetala and there's not a real brera problem, so this interhead, you could do it that way. We have no hakpah. It's all semantics, really. It doesn't make any difference in terms of the chalos of the actual chilul. Amalei Rava the Reb Nachman. Man haitana. Da filat rabbonan let le brera. You know, there's somebody, if you would hold that by Erevin, which is the Rabbanan, that even there you can't hold of an Erev, so it means that you hold whether it's a Diraisa or Drabbanan, you hold Ein Brera. Normally, even those who hold Ein Brera and a Diraisa are made it that the Rabbanan allowed you to be Sanger Chaper. And yet here it says, Omar l'chamisha, hareini ma'arev alezen echem she'erzeh, ratziti yelech, lo ratziti lo yelech. Guy says to five people, okay guys, I'm going to make an Erev for one of you, depending on how well you listen to the Daf Yomi, that's how you get to go to the circus on Shabbat. I'll decide. Okay. So now, if Ratzami ba'od yom, if before Shabbos is chal, he makes the Erev for that person. So then that could be koveya is mokum shvisa before Shabbos, eruv. But if he says, now lo, if he didn't, if it's mishach hashecha, ein eruv eruv. Once it's already over Shabbos, the daf yomi finished late, then it doesn't help. Why not? Even though now, it ain't you. No circus.
I thought
it was the clown. Absolutely.
Then we're all good.
I'll make a special one for you. So who is that Tana? He asked, Ishtik v'lohana le'vavlami. You didn't say a word. What do you mean? Why didn't you say a word? We know the answer to that. Ayo. Why didn't he just tell me? What we learned in the Braita of Ayo was basically a similar case in which we don't hold a Erev at all. So he could have simply said, Rabbi Yehuda says over there that Ein Brera. We said according to Ayo, Ein Brera. And less of the Rabbi Yehuda. So according to that, we have an answer. Whoever it was that changed the Girsa basically in our Mishnah is the one who would hold it. Moshe Mielin. He didn't hear basically the Tana de Ayo that said less of the Masnisa and so on. He only heard the case of Ayo. The case of Ayo is a Diraisa. I mean, he was drinking wine. But the application to the Mishnah, that he had never heard. Certainly.
One person makes an error for any one of five that he chooses.
One of them.
Yeah. Well, everybody's neir. I don't want to go to the circuit. Obviously, they're neir. But he's saying, I'm going to be meniach the error to whom I want. Once he defines who the error is for me, Baodiyom, it's a good error. But he can't leave it up in the air later, because that is dependent on... obviously, no prayer. I feel it for the rabbon. Okay, remember, by the way, I just want to mention to you that this idea that Eruvin, by definition, is a drabbonah, isn't necessarily true according to everybody. Because let's say you hold Tchumim D'Oraisa, you still hold it within the Eruvin. Because if you hold Aliba, remember we said Rabbi Meir holds Tchumim D'Oraisa, therefore it's a Suffolk Eruv, it's not a good Eruv, right? So, Lechatchila, we could have said that, okay, what that means is that Tchumim are ultimately D'Oraisa, Yud Beis Mil, let's say, D'Oraisa. But the problem is that to answer Rabbi Yossi, we said that Rabbi Yossi holds that something which has any element that's D'Oraisa will be Machma, which obviously Rabbi Meir doesn't hold. So if he's saying it's D'Oraisa, he must mean that it's really D'Oraisa. Meaning the Eruv that you're going to be making is D'Oraisa. That's the Pashto, which would mean even a standard Eruv of Alpayim Amah would be D'Oraisa. There is another way to learn, which I'll explain to you in a moment, but let's assume that for a moment. Or let's assume that you hold of Yud Beis Mil. Somebody makes an Eruv on Yud Beis Mil. Would it be a good Eruv to walk another Yud Beis Mil? So the Ramban indeed shows the Chorah from our whole sugya over here that we're willing to tolerate Eruv that are D'Oraisa. Mm-hmm. Now the question is, what's the basis of that? Where does it come from?
That's not the Ramban, like application of Eruv.
No, that's the Bakal, because Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Meir, and all the other cases.
Goofing in the Eruv itself, not in Tchumim.
No, in Tchumim, but the Ramban learns that there's all kinds of questions. So where does it come from? Some say it's Mamash Alokhul Mashemisinai. If you hold Tchumim, it's D'Oraisa. That's the way that it's possible to define a Tchum. Others are Machalic between Hanochas Eruv in terms of Hat, which are meals, and where you are, which is Mokum Shvisa, and that only that would be D'Oraisa. And so, okay, but again, it's a complicated thing. I just want to bring up, let's not take it so for granted. The way out of this pickle is a very important, I normally don't talk about details, but it's very important because it gives over Yesod and Eruv. The way out of this pickle, and to learn that indeed Rabbi Meir was not talking about Alpayim Amah. Nonetheless, Rabbi Yossi works when we say that it doesn't have a Mokar D'Oraisa, is because even if you hold that Eruv, that Chumim are D'Oraisa, meaning the Yud Beis Mil D'Oraisa, the Alpayim Amah is not an extension of Yud Beis Mil. This is what Rishonim say. Why is it not an extension of Yud Beis Mil? A. It's so far-fetched, different than Yud Beis Mil, that it isn't based on the fear that maybe you will come to be over on the Yud Beis Mil. So where it came to the question of Rabbi Yossi, remember, was talking about Tumim the Rabbana. So we said, Tumim that has an Iker D'Oraisa over there, he was going to be Machmer. That Tumim that don't even have an Iker D'Oraisa over there, he won't be Machmer. Again, that doesn't necessarily have to mean Tumim of Yud Beis Mil that don't have an Iker D'Oraisa. It could mean that there is an Iker D'Oraisa. So there's Tumim also, there's Tumim D'Oraisa. The difference is that Tumim is the Rabbana that we're talking about. For instance, Eichel Eichlin to me, Ashesa Mashkin to me. Remember that the Gemara said over then the Sugi Yud Chesvav that I have a real chashash that if I'm a kohen and I'm allowed to drink Mashkin to me, then if I have truma in my mouth, I may take a drink of wine and the wine is tamei and I don't drink the time in the truma or vice versa, and so on. Correct. So it's possible to come to an issur d'oraisa of tuma. And these, therefore, are gezeiros that are there as a siyog about, I want to make sure you're not going to be over there. He says to be machmir. There's no one who would say that 2,000 amot is the way in which you prevent a person from walking Yud Beis Mil. That doesn't make sense. Elama, the din of a 2,000 amot is actually based on the sugya we had yesterday. The sugya we had yesterday was what to do about an orei miklat, which is based on the din of Orei Halaviyim, where the Torah says, give them Elef Amah, or Alpayim Amah, which we're going to darshan later on. So there we see that the Torah has a concept of the extension of a city to Alpayim Amah. There's Orei Miklat, din of murder, and so on and so forth. Over there we have the basis for a concept of Alpayim Amah, but the concept of Alpayim Amah is not Tchum Shabbos derived. Therefore, the Takona of the Tchumim on Shabbos is not seen as an extension of Yud Beis Mil. So even according to Rabbi Yossi, I wouldn't say that Tchumim have an Iker D'Oraisa, therefore I should be Machmer on Alpayim Amah. There's no connection. See, that's a very important piece of information regarding the whole sugya. What's happening in Eruv? How are we relying on Eruv? What's the mocker of the problem of Eruv? Where did the gezeira come from of Alpayim Amah? So these are all things that even though they come in the sugya sort of agav between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, they're fundamental in understanding what Eruv is all about.
What is the relationship in mind?
Yud Beis Mil. 24,000?
Yeah, Yud Beis Mil.
Yud Beis Mil is 24,000.
Yeah, it's one meal. A meal is almost exactly a kilometer, according to many of them. Averaging out the sheet
is
a half an hour. Yeah, half a meal. 2,000 hours, isn't it? That's right. So, it's completely disproportionate. It's the distance, the Gemara says, from Chamsin to Tveria. So if you walk from Chamsin to Tveria, you see what I mean?
Next time you're by the Yeshiva.
Yeah. Actually, I used to hang out there a lot. My grandfather built the Yeshiva. Okay. No. It doesn't include the climb to the Yeshiva. Climb to the Yeshiva was rather difficult. So good. So therefore, we have over here a Tana. Rabbi Yosef didn't know Rabbi Nachman didn't know what they had spoken about in the Beis HaMedrash of Ayom. Rabbi Yosef Amar, and of course Rabbi Yosef was the Baki in the Brises and Shita before his unfortunate illness. Rabbi Yosef said, what's with you guys? Tanoi Shakao Tameyam, what happens? We're throwing out well-known Tanoim and we've removed them from this universe. I mean, everybody knows who that Tana is, and that is Tanoi, Machlokis Tanoim, the Tanya. Harini Ma'arev L'Shabbatot Shokol HaShana. Guy puts up irradiated Erev. Even the cockroaches won't eat it. But it's okay, it's Entenmann's. So because of that, he says, I'll leave it up there. Certainly no animal's going to take it. I'll have an Erev all year long, till Pesach. It's over there. It's a shire with Nifsum Achilles Kelev. Again, it's one of those containers of tuna fish up there on the tree. He says, okay, this is going to be my Erev all year round. Every Shabbos of the year, I'm going to decide, do I want to go to the circus on that side, or do I want to go so on and so forth. Very convenient.
And it's always a suit up that's rolling.
It's always a well, assuming you call that road. What's that? If you can open it on Shabbos, it is. We're not talking about canned. We're talking about irradiated. If he had in mind Miba Od Yom on a particular Friday, today I'm going to the circus. The fact that his Erev becomes an Erev. Suppose he only finds out about the circus a little bit after Shabbos was called, so then it's too late. Misha Chashecha, so then what's the din? Rabbi Shimon Omer Ruvei Erev. Chachamim Eirim, Ein Ruvei Erev, says Rabbi Yosef. So then what do you want? Here's a man the Omer holds. You don't say Breira, even when it comes to Erev, and then a drop on it, and you'll have to miss out on the circus, which is certainly a Chumra Gedela. So Mimela, you see from here that I know who the Tana is. I know what you guys are sitting there, drain the cup. Who is the Tana? Some guy in the base of Medrash of Ayola. Says the Gemara, but wait, how could Rabbi Shimon be the one who holds Eruva Eruv? Rabbi Shimon was the one who said in the Brisa of Ayo that you can't rely on drinking the wine. We said that was because of Brera. Oh my gosh, every time, this is one of those cases, every time we get somebody new, we end up with a new problem with somebody else. So we started up, we got Rabbi Yehuda settled down, but then we had a problem with Rabbi Yossi. In order to settle Rabbi Yossi, we created a problem with Rabbi Shimon. Now what? So it was Rabbi Shimon who said that there's no Brera. Kasher Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon. Okay, so turn it back. Ella Epoch. Wait a minute. Why do I have to be Epoch? The case of Ayo was a Diorisa. So he's saying, I don't rely on drinking wine, which is Tevel Diorisa. That's where the Torah said he is, Sir Tevel. So I can't drink wine, but maybe I can rely on an Erev. So my question says, Gemara, what's bothering you, Epochal? Make such a big deal. That's going to happen. Dilma Kilet, later Rabbi Shimon Breyer is only in a Diorisa. Alva Barabon and Eplay. Because Sover Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef doesn't agree with this idea. Because what this idea assumes is that Breyer refers to an actuality. And the Shaila is, do we allow you to rely on? So that's the Machlokas, okay? Does the Torah allow smichus on that reality? The Rabbanan do. The Torah doesn't. Or maybe we're guys or not. Who knows? Whatever it is. But if you hold that the question of Breira is an understanding of the nature of the universe, as Rashi explained, that what Les Breira means is that essentially the universe is random and there is nothing that is made to happen, the way Rashi puts it, you're saying whatever will be left over. So you're saying something now is going to be left over. But just because what is left over is left over doesn't mean that it has anything to do with what would have been left over if now you would have left it over. So there is nothing that's omate to be left over, in which case how can you apply it to Rabbanan? There's no such thing. If you don't know the Breira, how could a non-existent thing be allowed to rely upon the Rabbanan? That doesn't make any sense. So Kasav Rav Yosef, either you hold the Breira, you don't know the Breira, because you're talking about a fact of life. So mandi itle Breira, lo shana b'niraita, lo shana b'rabbanan itle. If you hold the Breira, then it's just the way things are. Manda letle Breira, lo shana b'niraita, lo shana b'rabbanan letle Breira. We're not talking about chomers and kulas. We're talking about the nature of reality. Rav Amar, Rav says, look, you know, this whole business, you're assuming the thing about the wine, that's a Breira issue. It's nothing to do with Breira, but wow, it's a mistake from the beginning. Over there, the issue of the wine is the Be'inan Reshit Sheshiarea Nikarim. If you're going to have a Reshit, then there's got to be something that isn't the Reshit. Can you make everything Truma in your field? Say, it's all Truma. No, Truma by definition means something that is muram from the other thing. Right? Okay, where's the other thing? So in this case also, by definition, nothing can be mukar as muram if it isn't separated from other things. That's the problem. What's up to a breira? Do you see something separated? That's all. It needs to be nikar. Otherwise, you can't call it resh. If you think about it, the whole nature of the history defined in the Torah is to be mavara, the difference between Yisroel, which is reshes, and the rest of the world, which is the shiurah. Right? I'm constantly zeroing in. What defines the reshes for which the world was created and for whom Eretz Yisroel was given, and so on and so forth? That's how the Ramban explains the whole issue of the Ikayach Maisav Igid Liyama Latet Lehem Nachalat Goyim. What's the Latet Lehem Nachalat Goyim? What? That does Rashi say, says the Ramban. Well, he created and gave it to however the heck he pleased. Understand, but it's an arbitrary world. That's a solution. What? Therefore, he says, no, that's the point. The whole story is to show the difference. Look at this. Here came Am. Look at the Nafkamina. Look at the gradual development. Here comes Noah. Here comes Amram. Here comes Yitzchak. Here comes Yaakov. Each one of them is Magdir more and more, becomes more and more defined. And that's why the difference between Yaakov and Esav is so central to the whole Kola Torah Kula and to history. And that's the Ikva of Shamashicha is basically the Akeva Shal Esav. So all of those things, that's what history is all about. So you're coming over in some sense. What that boils down to is Rashi Shishiran Ikari. I mean, he doesn't say that, but that's Lamaisa, what the Sugi is. So if you need a Rashi Shishiran Ikarim, therefore, I don't know what you're confusing it with Brera. Brera Gesunter Eper. Where's the Shiran Ikarim? And therefore, Reb Shimon's Shita in the Brita of Ayo is not that he has a problem with Brera. It's that he's got a problem with a Rashi that I can't see. I'm like, Abaye, what are you saying? You're saying that, let's say, a guy has two pomegranates in front of him, right? So now what he says is, you know what I want to do? I'm a betting man, okay? So in your dukishamim ayom, if we get good rain today, then I'm making the plump pomegranate, the trumas and maestras, on that pomegranate, the trumami, on that pomegranate. But if we don't get a good rain today, I'm giving the crummy pomegranate on the plump pomegranate. So now, what do you say about that? So then, basically, it depends. So in your dukishamim ayom, yezu trumalze. Vim lo yer dukishamim, yezet trumalze. So now what? So are you telling me, this is an incredible halacha you're telling me, that no matter if it rains or if it doesn't rain, there's no truma. That's what you're saying. I need truma shishiran nikarim. Since I don't know which pomegranate is the truma, which pomegranate is not the truma. So you're saying that bein yardu, bein lo yardu, ein bedvarav klum, and there's no truma. V'chitei ma'achanami, maybe you'll say, okay, no, so what do you want? That's brilliant. You create a case and you say it couldn't be. And if I say it could be, what are you going to do? Ah! Because I can prove to you that it couldn't be. Because I have a clear-cut raya in which it says it's not. What's not? Trumat akri hazeh u'ma'asrotov bitocho v'trumat ma'aser zeh bitocho. Rabbi Shimon Omer kara hashem. So now if I say I want this truma to basically be in its middle, right? Whatever the amount of truma is, whether 60th or so on. And now the area of around it, that's around it. Now I need, of course, to take off meiser from the truma inside of that. So if I had, let's say, a kri is a pile of grain, and this pile of grain is now meiser, and I want to take off the trumat maaser. And I say, the trumat maaser is in the middle of this kri. So, karashe, kriyat shem is what defines non-tevel. Okay, so I have over here, actually, non-tevel.
And you can eat it, and the mafreya, whatever you leave behind, will be that. Will be
says Rabbi Shimon karashe, that there is, in fact, over here, kriyat hashem. But why isn't this exactly the same as the pomegranate issue? You're saying to me there should be nothing. So in this case, there should be nothing. Why kara Hashem? This is Rabbi Shimon. Where's the kara Hashem, according to Rabbi Shimon? Okay? In other words, it may be that I can't eat because I don't know where I'm reaching the truma, so on and so forth. I don't have a problem of tevel anymore, right? So if I had now kara Hashem, if I ate from it until now, what would have been the Yisr? I would have had an Yisr of tevel. Okay? Now I don't have an Yisr of tevel. If I eat it, of course, I'll have an Yisr of truma. Mm-hmm. But that's fine. In the case of the Maiser Sheni, in the case of the Maiser Sheni, or so on, whatever the case is. But I will not have a case of Tevel. So that's why it says Kara Hashem. He's not saying that you can, but he's saying, and so on. But nonetheless, it's okay. All right. So what is the difference between these cases? Answers the Gemara, Shainei Hatam, the Ika Sedival. Over there, it's different because you have a Shiarea Nikarim in which it is, it's Batocho, right? So do I know that this piece is not truma? Can I point to what's not truma?
Yeah.
I can point to what's not truma. Fine. This is not truma.
Wine, you can't do that.
But if it's all mixed, how can I point? So this truma, maybe this is the wine that's going to be left. So since I can't point to anything that isn't truma, where's the shiarei nikarim? There's no shiarei nikarim. So therefore, it's not a fair comparison. Or, you know what? The reason that Rabbi Shimon didn't like the case of leaving over the wine at the bottom of the pitcher is for a completely different reason. Take a look what Rabbi Shimon says to Rabbi Meir. It says, Beferish in the Brisa. Rabbi Shimon turns to Rabbi Meir and says to him, Amru lo, understand, you're not worried. Maybe something's going to happen after this picture. Oh, wait a minute. If it breaks, we'll worry about it. Right now, I'm not worried. So that implies that that's the question. The question is, do I have to be chayshin? Because if it breaks, what am I saying? The wine that will be left over. There wasn't any wine that was left over. Obviously, what are they saying to my karmelite? Our karmelite. Lididan. I'm sorry, I skipped it. Lamai, this all got died. And what we thought before, obviously, we could have asked this also what we thought before that was a Nagea Bereira, because this points out. But we're saying, and what we thought before there was a problem of the Bina Reishis, Shishiyarea Nikarim. So what are they saying? I mean, I understand, we didn't read the whole Bryson, and it's a little bit silly. We're coming up with this whole analysis of either it's a Bereira problem or a Shishiyarea Nikarim problem. No, nobody ever thought to read the next line, Omerle, Shemi Yibaka Anot? What were we thinking? So, what, Mike Armele, what were they saying according to the previous analysis? No, Halki Kamele, they were saying like this. Lidi Don, as far as we're concerned, it's a non-issue. Non-issue either because of Bereira, non-issue because of Shishiyarea Nikarim, whatever. But what about you? Can't you be also, I mean, you hold a Bereira, but I mean, how can you hold a Bereira over here? Shemi Yibaka Anot? So, Lidi Don, being a Reishit Shishiyarea Nikarim, but Lidi Don, I mean, at least, Iatamode, Shema Yibaka Anot, you're dealing with over here, maybe a suffix. Nimse Shotet, Valim Lamafe, the guy's going to be drinking Tevil Biraisa, and you're saying it's not a problem. Exactly. It's not a problem. You don't create problems around a problem. Give it to a shomer to take good care. If that's what you're worried about. It's no different than anything else. I mean, things can go wrong. But basically, what's the problem of relying on what will be left in the container? All right. So now, I mean, it turns out the Etzim, I don't think that much of a riot about Shita Rabbi Yehuda.
I was wondering what happened.
Exactly. So in Chulin, we went on to bring another 50 different examples of where we can say that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have a break. Okay, Rabotai. Again, David Solomon has his request that we meet at 7:30, and other people want to meet today. Ah, not this
seven?
Week. Actually, David is happy this week to be late, but it happens
seven.
To be that everybody wants it at 7:30 this week.
Oh, really?
No.
Seven. Whatever it was.
Seven is not on the table.
Well,